Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, June 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and a special guest. Birthdays.
When you are old and gray and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once, and of their shadows deep.
The poet William Butler Yeats, born this day in 1865. The Olsen twins, Ashley and Mary Kate, are 27 today. This day in history, June 13th, 1966, the Supreme Court issues the landmark Miranda decision that suspects must be read their rights before they're arrested. From Geo Beats.
Miranda rights were established in 1966, following the court case of Miranda versus Arizona. Ernesto Miranda was arrested after he was charged with kidnapping and rape. After hours of police interrogation, he signed a confession, but his conviction was overturned because he was never informed of his rights before the questioning began. And from there on, Miranda warnings were established to make suspects aware of their rights when they are arrested.
In 1967, Thurgood Marshall joins the U.S. Supreme Court.
President Johnson names Thurgood Marshall to replace Justice Tom Clark on the Supreme Court. The 58-year-old Negro thus becomes the first of his race to serve on the land's highest court. President Johnson called the pioneer civil rights lawyer most qualified by training for the post.
10 years ago today, former President George H.W. Bush celebrated his 80th birthday the day before with a parachute jump over his presidential library in College Station. Number one on the charts this day in 1970, the Beatles with their 21st and last number one hit in the U.S., The Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before.
The anti-Phil Spector version there. The KETR events calendar this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., the annual 20-mile yard sale sponsored by the Ladonia Chamber of Commerce. It's a fun community-wide yard sale with special events found throughout the route. Drive through and around Ladonia, Pecan Gap, Ben Franklin, and Bug Tussle. A big shout out to all the KETR listeners in Bug Tussle this morning. The 20-mile yard sale sponsored by the Ladonia Chamber of Commerce this Saturday. And the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, the symbol of the Anheuser-Busch Company since 1933, are scheduled to participate in the 55th annual Hopkins County Dairy Festival Parade at 10 a.m. Saturday morning in Sulphur Springs. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Our thought for the day is from the great Lou Holtz. Do you know him?
I do indeed.
The former Notre Dame and Arkansas head football coach, among many other stops, and now ESPN commentator. The problem with having a sense of humor is often that people you use it on aren't in a very good mood. So,
vintage Lou Holtz.
Sometimes it's not appreciated, but still a good thing to have that sense of humor. Well, Pud, you have a special guest with you today, and I want you to say a word about him, and then we're going to visit with him some.
It is my pleasure. I brought along a friend today, and this is Wally Jeffers, who is the executive director of Hunt County Shared Ministries, which everybody in the area knows is fish.
Good, and we're glad to meet Wally and to have him sit in with us here for a little bit today. Wally, I hear about fish all the time. We have Frances Dalby with the United Way come on from time to time, and it seems like she never appears with us without mentioning fish at some point. So tell us about the work that you do, and I understand you guys distributed 1 million pounds of food in Hunt County last year.
That's right. This last year, we were, for the first time ever, able to distribute over 1 million pounds of food, which includes about 200,000 pounds of fresh produce that we were able to give away this last year. And, you know, Fish has grown from just being a small pantry to being an agency that serves families in the area of rent assistance, utilities, medical, dental, optical assistance. We get funding from the Hunt County Memorial Hospital District for the Tobacco Fund to help provide prescription assistance to families in the county. And so, you know, we're doing a diverse work here in the county these days.
And how many families did you say last year that you all helped?
We served over 9,000 families last year here in the area.
Wow. And no government assistance. It's all local funding.
It's all local funding. We do participate with the North Texas Food Bank, where we are able to, get resources from them at a very discounted rate, basically paying the transportation cost of getting the food to us. And other than that, you know, all of the funding is coming from local businesses, churches, individuals, some local foundations, you know, we receive grants from. But, you know, it's just that local individual making sure that families in this county are taken care of.
You have a fundraiser coming up before too long?
It'll be in September, our annual barbecue, and it's held at Wesley United Methodist Church, and we'll also be catering out at L3 and at Innovation First this year as well.
Where's your headquarters in Greenville?
We're actually on King Street, right behind the Greenville Electric Utility Service Building there. We both have a building on that block, and so it's a great place. Where the old high school used to be,
the old junior high school. And I shed many a drop of blood and sweat and tears on that very place going back a few years ago, as Pud probably
Both have memories of that place. You are right.
That's a happy place. Well, great. We're going to come back and visit with you again in the future, Wally, and thanks for sitting in with Pud.
Appreciate for having me here today.
Yeah, good. And Pud, of course, is with Housewarmers of Greenville, and we visit with her about events that are taking place in the area. And there's one coming up this weekend between Greenville and Farmersville, and this is at Savannah's Meadow.
Yes, Savannah's Meadow is a lavender farm that is a new thing we've got in the area. She's been working for the last 2 or 3 years to really get a good crop of lavender established. She finally does this year. Great celebration. It's going to be Saturday from 9 to about 2, and to get there, you'll take Highway 380 toward Farmersville, and I guess probably about 2 or 3 miles outside of town, it's Farm to Market 903, and you turn north on that, and you'll wind around, and it's about 5 miles north on 903, and you cannot miss it. It's right there on the highway, and it's going to be the only place that's this gorgeous purple color. They're going to have food and lavender products and all kinds of things. I know, I can't wait.
What is the commercial demand for lavender exactly? Is it just the fragrance? Is it used for perfumes and what have you?
Well, and also lavender is one of the primary aromas that's used for relaxation and stress reduction. Mm-hmm. And as you see the growth in the interest in aromatherapy and essential oils, lavender is one of the key fragrances that you see used a lot.
You were telling me they have a pretty neat attraction on this on Savannah's Meadows that people might not imagine.
That's exactly right. There is an enormous tree on the property, and they have built a treehouse B&B.
Bed and breakfast.
Yeah, bed and breakfast. And there's a ramp that you go to get up. You don't actually have to climb ladders to get at least to get in the first level. After that, you do have to climb a little bit.
You're on.
Multiple bedrooms, and you literally sleep in the tree. And it is fun. I understand it's booked pretty regularly, but at least anybody going out there, if the treehouse is open for tours, you should go do it.
Well, if nothing else, it should be a very beautiful weekend and very fragrant, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. I think it's going to be one of those things where it's literally going to be in the air.
Good. So this is the Lavender Festival at Savannah's Meadow.
That's right.
Off of 380 between Greenville and Farmersville all day Saturday.
That's correct.
Good. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Oh, I always enjoy it. Thank you, John Mark.
And Wally Jeffers with Fish in Greenville, thank you for being here as well.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.